But today, it is for our annual reading for the Twas the Night Before Thanksgiving. Our resident narrator on the show, one Freeman Morgan. Mr. Morgan, the show is yours.
Twas the night before Thanksgiving, and all through the refrigerator, not a single green bean was stirring, not even a sweet potato. The turkey, it was cooked, and the stuffing prepared, because, well, within just a few hours, everyone in the family would be there. And I, still cleaning and scrubbing after cooking all day, just so the house will look completely perfect, and I can say, oh, it always looks this way. When all of a sudden, on the front lawn arose such a clatter, I threw down my Swiffer to see what was the matter. And what, to my startling eyes, did appear? Well, it was my half-sister Karen and her six kids, who I had not seen in years.
Uh-oh.
And they plunged through the front door, trampling, trouncing, so loud they scuffed my newly swept floors on the way to the prize of the house. Yes, into the kitchen they went, setting sights on the big bird, the turkey, and the gravy. My shouting voice was not heard. They tore through the side dishes, nothing left of the feast. No pies, no sides. How am I related to these beasts? With the rest of the family soon to arrive, expecting those boats of gravy and the cranberry sauce that slides out of the can. Well, it's too early for a Walgreens, too late for an H-E-B. Maybe I can find a parking lot turkey that you buy out of someone's SUV. I had to think. It had to be fast. I had to boost up my morale after this family of fiends of mine, the walking golden corral. But it's time for family. So I tempered my hanger, and I chose to smile instead, because anyway, it was probably still myself. I was still in danger. So I turned to the carnage, and I said, "Dear sister, here's the keys to the house." Then I turned and walked to the car. A happy Thanksgiving to one and all. You can go find me at the bar.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Morning Radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.